Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Hey, 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 and we're back.
For day three of the Brewers Advent Calendar 2020.
Today's,
are you checking the date?
Yeah,
yeah, it's December 3rd. Almost December 4th, because we're recording this so late. It's like
11:30. We always got to work on our bedroom or something.
Yeah, we're busy, busy people. As people who listen to the show know, we're busy people.
Yeah, but we're excited. It's getting done. And, you know, I realize we've done every day of our Brewers calendar for beer, but have not done one day with the kids for their chocolate or their Lego calendar.
I was thinking of that, too. We know what's important in life. We got the beer one getting done, but the kids will just have to do four tomorrow for them.
Yeah, they'll like that.
We should make sure we do it tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
But kind of every year, we kind of do the first couple days, and then we skip like 10 days, and we have 10 chocolates in a row.
Yeah. Well, we have a big family, too. But, yeah, it'll be hard because those chocolates, they can get a little like filling real quick. Well,
the chocolates in the Safeway advent counters are not very good.
No, and they're like tiny, and you get them like a month before, so you know they're old.
Yeah, yeah. But today we got a beer. It's in a red can. What's it called?
I did not look at it yet. It is called Kauze.
It's K-A with an umlaut U-Z-L-E. Is it a, what's it say below it? It's a German Pilsner style.
Yeah. Cool.
Something.
It's like an orangish reddish.
It's got an owl on it.
And an owl, like with a mustache and a hat.
All right, let's crack that bitch open.
Yeah. Of course, this will be the good one, and then we don't drink it because we're so tired.
I'll be drinking if it's a good one. Because I've been waiting for a good one. First one was good. You didn't smell it first. You just straight to drinking it.
It's good. It's a light one.
Let's see. What's it smell like? It smells like...
They all just smell like beer to me.
This is a light beer. Let's see.
It's smooth. It's not filling. Not a lot of bubbles. Oh,
that's good.
It is good.
That's really good. All right.
That's a five.
Kauze. We gotta go through our thing.
No, I ain't doing the thing every time.
We're only 2 minutes in.
They're only like 20-minute episodes. Watch the other one to know that five means I fucking like it.
I would buy this. I would absolutely buy this one. This is good. This is tasty.
Take a picture of it so we don't forget. But it is good.
I already did.
Oh, good.
I already did. So... you want to tell the lovely listeners at home we should read the thing on the beer. I'm getting ahead of myself here.
No, we're good.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Give me that.
The Aschenfurter Kauzenbrau, privately owned since 1809, is one of the most modern medium-sized breweries. Their Kauzer Pils was brewed in the Pilsner style, true to the Bavarian purity law from 1516. I did not know there was
a law. Hilarious. There's laws on beer in Germany.
Right. And Kauzen Brew's strict quality guidelines. Interview. Oh, right here. please be aware that the fucking Texas version.
We need to buy the Texas version next year.
Right.
This is good, though.
Who do we know in Texas?
Actually, Saul and his wife, who host the Nerds in the Grip podcast, also on the Spoilerverse Network, live in Texas.
Well, shout out to them.
We're going to have them send it to us. I'm going to drink this whole thing. We don't take some of this.
Yeah,
okay. So,
So I like it. It has a good, really smooth. It's not very filling. I don't feel like it. It can get a little bubbly at the end if you don't drink it real quick, but it's good.
It's very good.
What is with beer and always making it?
Because it's all foamy and yeah.
It's not like I drink a glass of wine. I'm all bleh. Right.
It's like the same with soda. Also, I drink super fast too.
Yeah.
Like, I could chug this whole thing in probably two drinks or one, actually probably one drink.
Yeah. No, I know you can. I'm like little sips, even water, like everything.
I'd be either a good or a bad drunk. That guy just downed 3 bottles of whiskey and now he's dead. So what do we do today?
We got a dresser finally.
So excited. We did. However, we also did something else today.
We bought a bench.
All right, I'll just tell everybody since you're not catching on.
No.
When we bought the dresser, I'm trying to get to the lead you into the story of getting the dresser at that weird hill.
Oh.
Because that was like, oh my God, I thought we were going to die.
It was at the biggest, downgrade I've ever seen. And then I like have to try and back this truck up. Nope, it is not just like burning rubber.
The Chevy 350 diesel.
Yeah.
3500 diesel HD. It's a big ass truck. So there's nothing, no weight in the back.
Yeah. And I cannot back into it. I did a little bit. I was pretty proud that I had gotten it.
Yeah. She was, the lady was like, oh, she's not going to want to back up. And you got backed up pretty good. And I was like, oh, my wife's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Like, I know, like, use the brake a little bit and go slow and, you know, put it in a low gear. But, I mean, it was, like, right there. But it was, like, the craziest, like, down loop. Like, it was a circle, but it, like, went straight down around and then straight back up. And it was also, like, people could have a water view.
Yeah. I made the comment right there. I was like, this hill is, it would be terrible if you're drunk or it's icy. Either one of them or both. If either one of them, it's terrible.
You're going down.
If it's both, you're going down hard.
Yeah, it was just like, like you're walking like, you're walking like a calf, yeah. Like down.
I would never want to live there. I'd be like, nope. And if my friends are there, I'm like, nope, not coming over.
No, it was not worth it. I was actually scared, like legit, to go down. I was like, oh God, brakes don't fail me now. Like,
right. And this is an old truck. So I'm like, I mean, how good are the brakes? This thing? And even when we were loading, I was like, Kaylee, don't take your foot off the brake. Just hold, you stay there. We'll load it behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. They did pretty good. And then, of course, there was fucking pumpkin guts in the back of the truck. It was annoying.
That was gross. And then we got a bench for the end of our bed.
Sadly, from fucking smokers. So I'm going to have to like scrub the shit out of it.
Yeah. It's currently airing out in our garage. I want to deal with that. But, and as everybody knows. Cool.
And what did we do afterwards? We went to Home Depot.
And we bought a table saw and some more shiplap. And we've got all this stuff fit in the back of a Jeep.
You're a real boy. You got real tools.
You got a nice. Well, thanks. Thankfully for the pandemic this year, Black Friday sales are happening for like a week or two. So they have all this stock. So I was still able to get the Black Friday deal of the rigid 10-inch worksite table saw. For $200 off. So
yeah, it was awesome. I'm super excited.
Been eyeballing that one for a while too.
Yeah, we have. We've like never really bought tools. This is like only our, and it's really only like our first new one.
No, it's not. But it's our first like new saw.
Big, like a big tool, not like a drill.
Yeah. So you want to hear a funny story?
Yes, always.
You probably don't remember this, but years and years, you'll probably remember when I tell it to you. Years and years ago, we first got together. We were doing Christmas shopping, and this is back when Sears was still a place people went to. So this is a while ago, and we're going through Sears, and we didn't have a drill at the time. We had like just regular screwdrivers, and this is our first Christmas, or maybe our second, and we decided to get a Sears credit card so we could buy stuff at Sears for Christmas, and we bought you a Zune. And I got a $80 Craftsman 14-volt drill with two batteries.
I remember this.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, are we sure we can afford this drill? It's $80. It's a lot of money. And you just bought a $150 Zune, you know? And they were like, when I went over like, no, we need a drill for the house.
Never used the fucking Zune.
No, the Zune was like, we used it for a little bit. Then we were like, no, we got an iPod instead. Yep. But I mean, I liked my Zune, but it was, the support for it was gone too quick.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft was like, nah, never mind, JK.
It was cool that it had radio on it, though.
Yeah, that was badass.
But I got that. Have it? Yeah, but no, we got rid of the Zune a long time. I still have that drill, though.
Yeah.
It's only a 14.4 volt, but it still works, and so it's a great backup drill. We have two batteries for it, so I'm like, I just keep it around in the garage as a backup drill to our rigid ones, because we bought the rigid set a couple years ago. But it's funny, because I remember thinking, like, $80 for a power tool is so much money, and it is a lot of money, but, you know, it's all things considered, if you want a really good drill, $80 is not going to get you a good drill.
Mm-mm. That is interesting. And we just paid $350, and we're still like, can we afford this? Yeah,
so can we afford it? I guess it's on sale, and we do need a table saw. We got to cut shiplap. I mean, we can cut those shelves for the.
I was like, double whammy. We definitely need it.
Lots of times we're like, man, if I had a table saw, I could get this a lot faster than doing it with a skill saw or a saber saw. But I'm pretty damn good with a saber saw.
Right.
Which is for the skills that I've gained over years of only having a saber saw.
Is that a jigsaw?
A jigsaw, yeah.
Okay. Call it a jigsaw then.
It's the same thing. It's like a miter saw and a chop saw are close to the same thing. Oh, someone's getting tired, doing the big yawn. Those who have listened to us for a long time know that when Kaylee gets a yawn, it's pretty much over. Because she used to do the full podcast with Jackie, and all of a sudden she'd be yawning, and then Kaylee would be out, and it'd just be Jackie and I talking. But this time, if you go out on me, it's just going to be Ollie and me talking because I got Ollie laying on me here.
Ollie ain't talking. He is out, man. And I was petting him and cuddling him. And then John got in bed and he was like, nope, moving to dad. I was like, what the hell, man? He left me.
He definitely loves me to be by me. I won't say more, but he just loves to be by me a lot. He always, whatever, if I'm in here, he's over on my side of the bed.
Yep.
So any final thoughts on this beer or on today's adventures, babe?
I like that beer. If I wasn't so tired, it's probably just like making me even more tired though. I'm excited to have our room done. It's starting to really come together and I'm like, no, I kind of wish we did white shelves. Damn it.
I like those shelves because those shelves, it's too much white, having white cabinetry. That's white walls. I'm like, no.
You do a lot of white and then you bring in color with accents. How many times do
I that have is color. That is color with accents.
No, that is not a it is wood. It is that is not a color. I'm talking like teals, orange, yellows, blues.
You can paint the shelves, but not white, okay? I don't want white shelves, my white walls. It's too much white. You become like the so when I was growing up by my grandpa's house, there was the White House. Right?
I know that house.
Yeah.
I was always like, I want to live there. That is so fucking beautiful.
Did you ever go inside of it?
No.
So my grandpa knew them, and I went inside of it once as a kid. Mm-hmm. Everything was white. They had spotless white Dalmatians. Everything was white. All their furniture.
I was past it, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Because it was like bright, bright white for a house. Like, fucking immaculate clean.
Yeah, and it had like these white lions.
And then it had... like red terracotta roof. Oh, I know. We both grew up in the same town.
I remember that.
And then a bright white fence. And like you could see their lawn and it was like the perfect green. It was like, what the fuck? Like all of a sudden, like you turn the corner and bam. Well,
could you imagine the upkeep on that house?
Oh, God.
With five kids?
I can't even like the upkeep. I just like screamed at our kids tonight and was like, you little fuckers, clean the fucking house.
You walk by trash on the stairs, bend over and pick it up. Don't just walk by it over and over again.
I was like, did you guys walk by this? I didn't see it. Like, how could you not? It's eye level. Fucking pick it up. I was pissed.
Oh, I was so irritated. And like, I can't totally blame the dogs for getting into stuff, but I do halfway because they should know better, puppies.
They're 7 months old. They will not, they do not know better.
I knew better. I was 7 months old. Just kidding, I didn't know shit. But just annoying because I want the dogs to be good like they are right now, but they get in their puppy stages and they all like tear shit apart.
But to be fair, it's not put away. If it was put away, then they couldn't get it.
New season Letter Kitty on December 26th. I'm so excited.
I don't watch Letter Kenny. I've only seen a couple of it.
You should because it's funny and you do quote it all the time. Oh, yawn. We're at our third yawn, so it's time to go, guys, because she's going to be out by in another 5 minutes. She'll be out. So. We'll bid you adieu, we'll see you guys tomorrow for more beer.
Stay safe.
Stay salty. I don't know.
Peace out, bitches.
There we go. All right.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.